Hey guys, welcome to I'm Berger Podcast. I am Ryan Talmo. I'm actually filling in with David Berger. He actually has a little gig down Burbank tonight, but the rest of the kids are here. You guys can talk, you know.
Hey!
by the way, my name's Ryan Talmo. I'm one of the mini co-hosts here, but I'll just pass it along, everyone that's here right now.
Hey, it's me, Megan Rice. What's up?
Hey, it's April.
Live in person this week.
I know.
April's back.
I know.
Preston Blaine.
And I'm the resident piece of shit, Ryan Bromes.
Ryan Bromes.
It's redemption time.
It is.
All right. Well, I mean, there's not a lot of people understand what's going on right now. Actually just happened over like 24 hours ago, literally.
Yes. The gist of it is I basically made up a fictional character.
Wait. Oh, Berger's here?
Am I here?
Yeah, Berger.
There he is.
We're all flip-flopping here.
What's up, guys?
How are you doing? How's Burbank?
It's not America.
You can't smoke outside.
Yeah.
I'm actually, I'm sneaking to the back right now to have a cigarette.
Ooh, are you going to the secret shark cage?
And you can live in a tent in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
Was that a joke?
Am I coming in horrible?
Huh?
No,
you sound fine. You sound like you're in Burbank.
So horrible.
So, yeah.
Berger, do you want us to run that interview right now?
Yeah, you know what? Run that for everybody. I think that's going to be amazing. I think it'll show Ryan exactly who he is. The whole thing was Ryan Bromes, right?
Yes.
Explain what happened.
Explain
what happened for the listeners real quick.
Real quick.
Well, Delmo does shitty stuff, too.
Yeah, what? We all do shitty stuff, sometimes it goes out of control.
This certainly
explain the situation, because obviously we know what happened.
Yeah,
but some of the viewers don't know.
Listeners listening that don't know, I made up a fictional character who is transgender, and I tagged it with hashtag trannygate. Kind of like a little playoff Spygate. And what the whole gig was that I was saying I was going to be live tweeting a date with a transgender woman I met on OkCupid, which didn't actually happen. And then I started tweeting, and what ensued was just absolute madness. I pissed off a lot of people, insulted a lot of people. And that's what this interview is regarding, basically. It's me issuing an apology, and it's Berger. Berger's podcast. It's him interviewing me regarding what exactly happened. So if you want to start that up.
Hi there, my name is David Berger. I'm with I'm Berger Podcast, and today we have an exclusive interview with Ryan Bromes. Ryan Bromes just became very popular due to some tweets that he had posted about Ryan having a fictitious date with a transgender person. Ryan basically created a scenario of how it might go down. So everybody knows no date ever took place. No transgender person was ever taken out on a fake date through Ryan Bromes. What transpired was he, as a comic, and possibly coming from back east and not getting the LA vibe and how politically correct things are here, saw a scenario of a joke go very wrong. Showing him in a light that he does not belong in as he feels. One of the things I spoke to Ryan about was spending a day understanding what a transgender person might be dealing with.
Okay, is this interview taking place in a fucking destruction derby? What is going on?
It's a demolition derby, first of all.
Whatever.
And to spend a 24-hour period
Yeah, that's the sound quality's off on the interview. But basically, it's me issuing my apology. I can just do that in person.
Yeah.
And, you know, so
let's talk about before.
The quality was crap.
Yeah, where was this interview at?
I think you were taking the interview on the side of the freeway.
That was a hurricane issue.
During rush hour. It's a fucking tunnel.
It would have sounded better if you would have done it in Burbank.
At the airport.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was the 101, wasn't it? Where was that? Seriously, where did you guys do that interview? Where was it held?
We did it at our favorite cafe.
A coffee shop with motorcycles inside?
And then I enjoyed a nice breakfast.
Oh, wow.
They must have been making a lot of mochaccinos during that time.
Yeah, well, blenders going on?
I feel like we're getting off topic.
We definitely are.
Okay, let's get back to what is.
And that's the thing too, because basically I you did it as like just a cheap joke. And
I don't know. Do you feel comfortable reading the tweets? Do you want to reread what happened?
The tweets were not.
People are gonna be mad about it.
Well, but at least we can know. If you don't want to do that, don't do that.
Well, that's the thing too. And I ended up deleting a lot of the tweets. They're still on the internet because people blogged about it and wrote articles about it.
There was blogs about it. Yeah, I saw the blogs.
I read the article. Yeah.
More or less, it was just me sitting in bed smoking pot, eating a bunch of Junior Mints, trying to makeshift play a date.
Like
I was on the phone with
would.
Somebody. Exactly. And
Junior Mints are the candy choice of a bigot.
What inspired me to? Well, actually, because I do spend a lot of time on OkCupid and Netflix, and that's it. I literally don't go anywhere or do anything ever. And I ended up talking to a transgender person. And, like, we were talking for a few days and, like, almost set up a date.
This was on Netflix?
This you were talking on OkCupid. And in the doing so, I was like, man, this would be, like, kind of a cool thing to, live tweet, you know, because I
was
think
a bit.
About
you were doing a bit.
It was a bit, yeah. But I thought about, you know, like
they
what do people
it would be a cool thing?
Yeah. What do people live tweet that goes viral and it's like cool breakups and fucking weird shit like that? So I was like, oh yeah, I'll live tweet going on a date with a transgender person. At that time, I was calling them trannies, which is derogatory, which I had now found out. Yeah. And that's actually like a huge thing.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of people do not know. That is
it's a derogatory like N-word of the trans world.
Exactly. And that's what my apology is regarding. I can't apologize for the things that I said because I did mean to say them. That's my sense of humor and it's fucked up and I know that and that's my character flaw to be, you know, like you can call me a bigot if you want. You can call me immature because I am immature. I'm like a 7-year-old at heart. I still laugh when people fart. And it's one of those things where I'm apologizing for my ignorance. Because it is. I was ignorant to the fact that was a derogatory word. I did say some very, very, very tasteless, shit. Like, I mentioned something about which bathroom they were using and then, like, telling on them for it, which was stupid of me. And when I read that, I actually get mad at myself. But, you know, it, at the end of the day, this opened my eyes to what people really go through. And I even have a message here from somebody on my page named Rebecca Love, who says, I would like to thank you. You opened my eyes to social injustice that I'm not only uncomfortable about, but was probably tolerant of because of my discomfort. I don't understand transgender, really, and I've lumped it up into gay issues. But it's so much more than that. These human beings ridiculed and judged from all sides would never go out of their way to be treated this way. They are this way. I will never look at a transgender person the same way again because of this. My utmost respect to those who have the courage to be who they are in spite of what others think. Ryan, we could all learn a thing or two. And I completely agree with that. You know, I just had no fucking, I had no idea. And it sucks that it took such a negative event and outpouring to create this awareness. But that's what I'm trying to do now is just turn it around and bring light to that situation so people can learn about it.
I think it's the best way you can.
Well, I think that's what it does, though. It literally, I mean, and when you say bigoted, I don't go with bigoted. I say a 7-year-old. That's what I said. I said he's corn-fed and fucking goofy. And that's what you are.
Yeah.
And when you look at it that way, but this situation still is able to be used to bring light to this.
My favorite thing that I was
called.
Oh,
by the way, do I sound like absolute crap?
No, it's not.
You sound so much better than the interview.
Yeah. Yeah.
The interview was definitely
not saying much, Burger.
Yeah, the interview was comics, crap. But right? As comics, like, we make fun of all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Absolutely, loud and clear. As comics, we make fun of all sorts of things, especially things that we're not comfortable with or things that we don't understand. And I guess what the way I see is that the more obscure type of person you are, the more sensitive you are on the topic.
Exactly.
And because we don't know what it's like to live like that.
Mm-hmm.
And in so many different ways, like, people take things personal because you don't live their life day to day. And then it takes something like this to make you aware of it.
Yeah. And, I mean, this caused, like, well, a huge, huge outpouring.
So many people aren't aware that that's a bad word. Mm-hmm. And I feel like even just for that reason, you've opened up people's eyes.
Everybody
God
that hit me up.
Bromes, you're a fucking
hero.
He is such a hero.
Everybody was like, I didn't know tranny was a bad word. My dad called me and was like, I didn't know tranny was a bad word. This is probably my fault for not teaching you.
Nobody got
like,
the memo.
Dad.
It's not like it's like a lot advertised.
Of, right. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, everyone got the memo, Ryan.
Well, no, I want to ask this question to everybody.
It's just a word that's tied to a person.
The memo was out there.
Right now. Preston has a question to ask.
Are we okay with this apology that's happening right now? I am not, as a comic, do you feel that anytime you offend somebody, you're supposed to go on this fucking apology train
and
apologize to everybody?
I don't believe in
because
apologies.
You offended people.
I believe in that too.
Like, Brahms, I understand why you're doing it, but it pisses me off when people have to fucking do that because they say something. And yeah, it may be offensive to people.
Yeah.
But they have the freedom to say whatever they want about you, about what you said, and they did, and they, you know, they you tell they
well,
figured,
to speak
they
on
tried
that,
to figure shit out about your family
fucking,
and shit. Right.
It was bad news.
But
bears.
Why is it okay for us to why is it okay for comics to be bullied and apologizing for something that they fucking said? It was supposed to be a joke.
It's a joke, yeah.
Because too many comics are pussies, that's why.
They're no, something.
No,
Ryan,
I don't know what is politically correct.
Ryan was scared, like, fuck, this is going to get crazy, but what he didn't realize is, it's not about apologizing. It's about, wow, my eyes have been opened, I've learned something new, I've grown. But as a comic, I don't believe in apologizing because we say what we say. If it was wrong, okay, I probably won't say it again, but I'm not going to... You know, ask everyone to forgive me for anything, everything I say, because half the time I don't know what the fuck I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's why I wanted to apologize for my ignorance. Not the things I said, because like I said, that's my style of humor. That's the shit that I find funny. And, you know, it hurt people. And that's what I didn't like about it, because I never set out to hurt people or make people feel oppressed in any kind of way.
Yeah, you
so
didn't
that's,
write
that's my apology is straight up for the ignorance. Now, a lot of people, and this is kind of like fighting fire with fire, because that's what happened. I got a bunch of just negative comments towards me. Some were like, you don't know what you're talking about. And then some went into the shit where like people were posted. They found all the information of all my family members, every single one of them, and posted it on websites across the country. And then they later hit me up like, I'm sorry I did that. That's what people do to us. And it's not right that I did that. I deleted it. But by then it had already been shared around. So it's like my family's now involved, which is really, really fucked up. And I mean, people called me things. Well, some of them were pretty great. Somebody called me Lunchbox McNeckbeard.
That was pretty funny. I read that.
That was my favorite nickname.
Your Twitter feed was when you said, is it too late to talk about airplane food?
Yes, that was like, oh my God, I needed 14 hours to be able to tweet that.
that was like the gold of the whole thread.
That's the thing, and I think it's so important everybody realize as well, there was no real girl. There was no real transgender person. Nobody got tricked except for the people on Twitter as a thing. And how in this society would somebody at Ryan's age know that that's not okay when we have all this crazy stuff going on, when girls fighting each other gets shown everywhere on that hood rat thing or whatever the hell it's called? You know, and our whole society is like, hey, who cares? And then he does something and he's going to get nailed. Meanwhile, some kid who stuck up for his sister at a school got suspended and nobody cares. All these other things happen, no one cares. It just sounds like they found someone to bully.
It was a hypothetical topic. He's an easy target.
What if he said he went on Christian Mingle and went on a date like with, you know, and... he'd get attacked from a whole other realm of
people. It doesn't matter. It's a social network.
The whole world of social networking.
Thank you. That's what I want to talk
about.
You can
attack anyone. I'll post anything. Right. Right now, this Valentine's Day bullshit, I'm posting about ex-girlfriends. That's what I'm doing on Facebook. I'm like, high school,
it's
whatever.
Because you're a misogynist, Ryan.
Well, I know.
Well, where are all the heterosexual white males to get outraged over the transgender person that attacked me for no reason,
me?
Called me a bigot?
I'm the heterosexual white male.
You guys were all there. Everyone there was great and totally protective. But
I thought I was
going
to have to like muscle
for her for prejudging me as a racist, as this and that, when I'm a Jew with a mixed
marriage. This is in Burbank, right?
A special ed teacher.
Yes.
This happened in Burbank, right?
So let me set the stage here. This is a weird week for transgender people. Burger almost got in a fist fight with a 6 foot.
Six foot six post op. Woman,
she called him a bigot, and was very
was literally flexing on him.
Was she a former model?
There's pictures of it.
There's pictures.
She claimed herself as a former model.
Her veins were popping out. Her apple was popping out. All that.
And the whole time, I never used one derogatory term, one anything. She used a derogatory term about black people. She used a derogatory term around about transgender people. She called me a bigot and a racist, even though I'm Jewish and I'm a
married to a black woman.
You know, all that. But where's the outrage over that? Where's the people going, oh my God, she needs to be stopped. She needs to be banned from everywhere. No one cares. Why? Because I look like Ryan looks. And so okay. And that's the problem I have. It should not be okay for anyone to do it to anyone, period.
Burger, it's because you're a Jew and you run the banks. That's why no one cares what you say.
I disagree that was okay.
You and your seven lizard cousins are running the monetary system. That's the problem.
Ooh, nailed it.
Jesus. You know what's funny is it's really kind of true, except for in my case, I'm literally the tuna casserole of all Jews.
Yes. Yeah, you're white trash Jew. That's great.
You come from good white trash Jew stock. We had a menorah with an egg crate with birthday candles.
Tuna casserole of Jews. That is the quote of the night.
I think that'll be my introduction from now on, the tuna casserole of Jews.
That's
fantastic.
Solid.
But no, what went on was, I'll tell you this, what Ryan said was fucking stupid, but it was not malicious. It was never meant to hurt anyone. It was just goofy. It was, you know, somebody being from back east or the Midwest, doing not knowing, you know, the fact is I grew up in L.A. my whole life. You just grow up knowing all these things, but not everyone does, and he's a good person, and so for people to be death-threatening him is a bit much.
This is what I think. Honestly, we're all comics. We have all said something ignorant and stupid or just foolish on stage. I know, right?
Not me, anyway. I've never
said
it.
Guys, go check out a Preston Blaine set.
Never.
I don't record the sets I said
naked. That's good.
Blackmail. Never say anything wrong.
But seriously, the difference is that's, you know, maybe if we're lucky, it's an open mic with 20 people in the room. And maybe someone will come up and be like, that was a little
edgy.
Don't say that for this reason.
That's what actually happened to me. Somebody told me.
Exactly.
That I did not know that Tranny was the N-word.
A derogatory term.
But that's the thing. Going back to social networking, you post something and you don't know where it's going to go.
Well, no, exactly.
It was an open mic I was talking about.
No, we're talking about him.
Yeah.
Your thing, whatever. His thing, big deal.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's
10,000 retweets and mentions.
Oh, it's over 30,000 now. That's what I mean. Like, instead of saying a stupid thing that you didn't even realize was offensive.
I knew it was offensive. I just didn't know I was going to pop the top off of some crazy shit he didn't know was on fire.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like you said, can of worms. You had a can of worms.
Just a can of dicks.
A can.
Well, that's where they have to go to put them somewhere.
I know.
That's actually funny.
I think the problem is, and all due respect, I didn't think it was very funny, and funny's funny. And no matter what you say, if it's funny, no one's gonna talk shit.
So Ryan, be funny for once in your life.
That means it's not offensive if you laugh. If I get you to laugh,
no,
you can't get mad at me later.
I say plenty of offensive things on stage, and people fucking laugh at them. And if they don't laugh at them, I don't do it anymore because it's not funny. So I don't fucking do it. I like offending people, and I like making people laugh
and feel uncomfortable. push them out of their comfort zone.
More than laughs, almost better.
It's good to push the envelope. It's really good to push the envelope.
It is. Yeah. That's the whole goal of being a comic.
Silence means you're doing nothing. At least if you get ooze, you're fucking making people think about something.
You're making their butt pucker.
Well, yeah, I just wanted a successful live tweet.
I really think it blew up because people thought it was a real person.
It was successful. You got 50 extra followers, man.
No, I know. I lost about 150, gained about 200. It was, you know.
Did you really lose?
Yes.
Guys, can I say one thing? I gotta jump in and do my show. I wanted to be part of it.
Break legs. Kill it.
Call
Thank
back.
You guys. I just think this needs to be shared. You guys, everyone in the radio listening world, right now, you're in great hands. Enjoy yourselves, you guys. Don't say anything that's going to get us in trouble, for fuck's sake.
We're in good hands. Get out of the room.
We're going to do shots right now.
Stop picking on the Mexis. None of this stuff. Don't be offensive.
We're not.
Don't be offensive.
I don't want
to do this podcast anymore if we can't be offensive.
Run it. Later.
Okay, can I? All right. I have an interesting.
Should we ask people to call in?
Is there any callers? No.
Nope.
No, of course
actually,
not.
I have an interesting, we're talking about transsexuals. There's
a caller. We have one caller coming in right now. So
transgender. That was offensive.
No, transsexual and transgender is okay.
Hello?
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 Who's this? Is this
Hello?
Chuck again?
Who's this?
This is Chuck.
God
Chuck!
Damn it, Chuck!
Chuck, enough of your conspiracy theories. We love that you call in, but good
hey,
guy.
Chuck. Hey, Chuck, do you know about the lady, quotation marks, that fights MMA, that once had a dick and now no longer does, but gets to fight women and is undefeated?
Wait,
can we talk about that?
This is going to be so bad.
Yeah.
Are we going to talk about this?
I do know about that person.
Hey, by the way, before anything, right now it's Bromes and Talmo for now on. No more Ryans in this room, okay?
I'm saying Ryan.
Ryan's going to get my death threats, and he doesn't want them.
I can't wait.
Anyways, all right, Chuck, I'm glad to see you again or hear you again.
Chuck knows.
Chuck knows. Chuck, you there?
We're never going to see Chuck.
Chuck!
I am here. I'm right here. I haven't been able to listen to the show up till then. Have we been covering everything from yesterday?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Chuck, have you been keeping up with what's been going on in the last 24 hours?
Yes, actually, I was in contact with Ryan last night.
Oh.
I gave him some encouragement.
Yeah. Chuck the super fan.
He wanted to make sure I wasn't going to kill myself over it.
Yeah, you shouldn't kill yourself.
Oh, we came so close. Damn it, Chuck.
I was
Chuck, you should have had him on because if Brahms killed himself, you could have taken over his seat at the podcast.
It's Brahms. One clap. Brahms.
It makes me want to say, because it makes Ryan Brahms is so close to Ryan Braun.
Brahms?
And I want to say Braun.
Brahms is
the baseball player from Milwaukee?
Yeah. Steroid guy. Hey, look at me. I'm wearing my Cardinals shirt.
Yeah, the composer. That was pretty awesome.
Guys, I'm just going to sit here and get
shit about
super
some old guy.
Yeah. While we talk about Ryan's last name.
We're on it.
All right,
I like that you guys just dodged that last one. I'll let that roll.
No, we're going by the MMA fighter that had a dick, doesn't have a dick, and fights women, right? Is that the whole conversation?
Yes.
Follow me on Twitter.
Right. Yeah. Go for that face palm, Megan.
She's in the female.
Just eat your palm.
She had surgery. It was, he had surgery, became a woman, and is now fighting in the women's. I don't think Dana White wants her to be in there, but it's not. I've heard people talk about this. It's not. It's a weird thing because it's like you want to let her be able to do what she wants to do, but she's got the skeletal structure of a man, and then she's going to fight women that are smaller,
She's undefeated.
She writes. She writes.
She's really good. That was BS.
Wow.
Well, it's like because men's
muscle mass just.
More bone density, more muscle mass.
It's your weight is
centered around your weight is centered around our shoulders. Our weight is centered around our hips.
I completely agree. This person should not be allowed to.
The spare tire is not what I'm talking about.
All right, so what was the point of this conversation right here that we brought up?
On the topic of transgender.
Well, here's a great transgender. It never went to transgender, but he wanted to go transgender. Ed Wood. The film director.
He was a transvestite. Right. He just wore women's clothes.
That is different.
What is the difference of that?
Straight men.
Megan, educate us.
Oh, fuck off. Some straight men.
You know more than anybody else does.
Just like wearing women's clothes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It's like a cross-dresser.
Stockings, heels, dresses, whatever. And that's fine. I like wearing jeans.
Okay.
Some days.
Any Izzard is a transsexual.
You're comfortable.
Yeah, no, it's just it's what you feel comfortable in.
Sometimes wearing a thong is the closest I get to a woman.
One of the things I found funny last night was we're having that big old discussion on Facebook and everything.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple transgender people that came out and, you know, and they're slamming everybody that said anything about it. And then after I got off Facebook, one of them friended me.
Oh, see, there you go. Boom. Yeah.
I got some friends. I had friends out of it. And that's the thing. I had some supporters. Like, I had people friend me and say, like, ask me about it legitimately, which I appreciated because it.
You got transgender friends
They're giving you the benefit of the doubt.
You on Facebook?
Yeah. And that's the thing. They were like, oh, you know, because it's you can either give somebody a chance or you can take all that hatred you have in your heart and just dump it on somebody.
Yeah.
Which I'm fine with because I said, you know, take your hate out on me instead of your children. Like, I'd rather them verbally abuse me than beat their kids all day. Mm-hmm.
And this is my thing. Like,
and if that's how they get it out, then
Yeah, fuck it, dude,
like,
you know?
This is like a learning experience. You didn't realize. You stand by what you said and that, like, this is your sense of humor, something like that you find funny.
Yeah.
But you admit you were ignorant to the fact you didn't know that that was an offensive word. And I mean, honestly, like, it was... Well, let's call it. It was a shitty bit. It wasn't successful.
I honestly read your stuff. I didn't think it was that funny. And I think that's why
the gold
people
was,
got
the
so...
Gold,
well, no, that's not why people got mad.
No. I didn't want it to go over the top either. That's the thing. Because, like I said, there's like a thing I said about the bathroom that I thought was like incredibly offensive.
It wasn't even pushing. It was like SNL jokes. That's all it was.
Yeah, and I didn't... my goal is to never fuck with somebody's feelings. You know?
Exactly.
Like, when I'm on stage, I never attack the audience. I try to introvert it. If I make fat jokes, they're about me being fat.
Yeah.
If I make shitty sex jokes, it's about me... my shitty sex, you know, like I try to keep it generalized. That's why I tweeted about a person I made up to keep it just in that. But I didn't realize that by doing that, I wasn't just one person. It was literally the entire transgender community
I
was engaging in and fucking putting a target on my head.
Like instead of you doing this at an open mic and fucking up in front of 20 people, you fucked up on the internet.
30,000.
Yeah. 30,000 mentions.
Please. Yeah. There's never 20 people at an open mic. Exaggerating.
A girl can dream. But I mean, like, it's bad.
But on the other hand,
they're all comics.
It's just a comedy.
A lottery.
If you don't like the comedy,
yeah.
Push the channel.
Number one.
Yeah, Chuck is right.
I agree. If you don't like it, change the channel. You know what offends me?
Lena Dunham's body,
so I don't watch girls.
No, exactly, but this is my thing. On the internet,
thank you.
It's different.
Social networking is different.
Exactly. This is the thing with social networking. Is you put something... This is now on in the world's view.
Everyone but North Korea can see it.
Exactly. Thank God.
And China.
Oh, no, they can do that thing. They can do that thing. They can go on, like, a different IP address or whatever.
They can go into the secret Twitter.
So you pissed off a few people in China, potentially. But, I mean,
they're too busy looking at porn.
I want to touch back on, like, the fact that someone posted your family's information.
Yes.
I don't give a shit how offended you are by anyone, no matter what anyone says. Because
that's out of
bounds. One person could be a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Their family is completely...
Has no involvement.
How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you? I don't give a shit what anyone says.
Well,
that takes it to a ridiculous degree.
Just say it. With Spike Lee, with the Trayvon, the Zimmerman thing. You know what I'm talking about?
I know the Zimmerman thing. I don't know what Spike Lee had.
Spike Lee knows Zimmerman's parents. I found Zimmerman's parents' address, and he put it on Twitter.
Spike Lee got a lot of shit for that.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm just saying,
which
people should also kill a small black child.
Does anybody else notice these sugar cubes right here?
They're filled with acid, is my guess.
Is LSD on these
sugar cubes? Yeah, that'll make this.
Do you want to see April put a weird, gross sugar cube that was probably up a girl's ass?
I was going to say there were just strippers at.
There were some strippers in here before. That's why I've got my wet ones.
That's why.
Wait, are those sugar cubes from the previous show?
I don't know. They were just
from
just
Dark Mark's show where the whores were getting their asses.
See, when I think of sugar cubes, I just think of the Forrest Gump.
They were probably stupidly drinking absinthe.
Yeah.
They were lighting sugar cubes on fire, and they had a gay old time.
Back to the family threatening.
Okay. That's incredibly offensive.
Bad news bears all over. But I appreciate you. I appreciate you reaching out to me, Chuck. I really do. I had maybe 4 or 5 people reach out to me, mostly privately, to be honest, because a lot of people, it's when you're in that situation where it's just hate piled on top of hate piled on top of hate.
Yeah.
It's people don't want to put their name out there because they don't want to be associated with somebody, like, because literally it was being touted as a hate crime. That's what people were like writing to Twitter and iHeartRadio. By the way, fucking with my livelihood.
Yeah.
Also, that's another huge thing. Like, this was literally just a bit gone wrong, and people are like, how dare you employ somebody that's fucking transphobic and all this other shit.
Employ?
And
I was like, they went to your place of employment.
They were tweeting them. Like, how could you doubt? How dare you? I'm going to delete this app. I was like, are you fucking serious? Like, I've made everything that I have from nothing. And then to have something like that, and you're like, let's ruin his livelihood. Let's ruin his entire life because he fucked up once.
Right.
You know, like, you that you go through hell every single day, that your life sucks. You're trapped inside the wrong body. It feels like your skin is barbed wire.
So why would you go and ruin somebody else's life?
Like, feel how I feel and hate your life, and maybe you'll feel suicidal. And once you kill yourself, I'll look back on it and be like, maybe that was a little harsh, but God damn it, he shouldn't have said she had thigh gap minus the cock and balls.
No, it's fake outrage.
It's not fake outrage, they're trying to make themselves feel better.
It's totally fake outrage.
A trans person reading that isn't fake outrage. They're being outraged towards the wrong thing.
It's someone looking at it. It's something that's not a big deal at all, and getting fucking outraged about it when a lot of other worse shit is happening. He's making a fucking joke.
Right. Again,
but,
like,
transgendered people go through a lot of shit. It's worse than someone
sometimes
they're getting outraged over that something else.
No, there's people that have been murdered over this stuff.
Yeah. Exactly. This goes back to Monday night.
They
go through something. They experience something. And this happens. And it is a hell of a lot easier to say, hey, fuck you, than to some piece of shit that screams you fucking shemale tranny fuck on the street. It's bigger than you and could possibly kill you because of who you are. It's easier to yell at this guy anonymously
via the internet.
Somebody said to me, too. Yeah. They said that usually they don't say something like they've been saying to me in person because they fear that I'll be violent towards them. Which is, you know, like, not me per se, but I'm sure there's a bunch of scumbags that would hit a woman.
Absolutely.
Regardless.
Exactly.
You know? And that's the thing. Like,
so whether talk they have about a dick that or not, instead of someone who tweeted something.
I know, but my point is...
But that's what happened the other day, I think, with Burger.
And thank you.
The lady, quotation marks, I'm just saying, it's not to be insulted, you know, but when he asked her, hey, are you a woman or a man? I'm a woman. And then he said, were you born that way? And it sparked this huge, like, I had to say to her, listen, you talk about this on stage. Like, you know, this is something.
Make jokes about it.
And make jokes about it. So how can you get so offended when somebody, now, exactly what you said, somewhere else, maybe a few days prior, somebody did something to her really awful that she didn't know how to defend herself.
Exactly.
So exactly at this silly open mic with a bunch of her peers, you know, she actually flew off the handle. They have to find their voice somewhere.
Yeah.
And I get it that, you know, if they didn't have the right opportunity to say it before because they're scared.
That's what I think. I disagree with Preston. It's not fake outrage. It's misplaced outrage.
I don't even think it's misplaced, you know. And until now, I don't know any other scenario. And there's another thing where there's a transgender person, I forget her name, stuck in jail in Canada over the fact that she's transgender, I believe.
That's awful.
And it's like this big nightmare. And that's what I was getting tweeted. Like, they were like, you know, you're sitting here making jokes about this while there's somebody stuck in jail because of the fact that they're transgendered.
Right.
Which made me feel bad, but
that's awful. And
that's that shit. Like, it's something that affects them in such a way where I sparked this fucking huge outrage, but I'm not mad for the fact that it did open a lot of people's eyes, and it will continue to do so towards what they actually go for. Take your hate out on me. That's fine. Because, you know, I'm fucking, I have anxiety, but I also have a lot of weed, so I'm good. And, you know, just
fucking bounces out.
Do what you need to do. to get that shit off your chest, and now I'm going to do what I need to do to try to educate the people around me of my ignorance. Like I said, I'm still an asshole. Yes, I still have character flaws, and my humor is very, very fucked up. Yes, but I know now that my ignorance caused a real, real fucking pain for people, so I would enjoy to help people understand what you go through every single day.
Well, this is what I think is important, too, is like...
You're going to dress up as a woman, right?
Yeah, that was something that...
Are we going to do this?
Both Bert and... We might not do that.
Let's do it! I'll do it. Victoria, a comic / porn star, wants to see me dress as a woman.
Don't fucking call her a comic, okay? She took double anal from two giant black guys. She's not a fucking comic. Just because she shows up at places and talks about...
She's somebody that needs a diaper now.
Huge dick she had in her ass.
Chuck at her.
And you know what? I'm going to quote Bill Cosby. He said, I can't tell you how to be successful. Or no, I don't know what the fuck he said.
No, but it
said
good something. Quote.
Yeah,
great,
I know.
Great quote,
I fucked that up altogether. But basically, it was like, I don't know, you know, the key to success, but the key to not failing is not trying to please everybody. And that's the thing, because Berger came up with the idea. He said, you know what we should do? We should live a one day in the life, see how it is. Obviously, it's not being transgendered, because like I said, that's being trapped
I think that's important to say, in the wrong body.
Yeah. That's being trapped, and that's, I'm a woman, but I'm in a man's body. And that's fucked up, and I can imagine how bad that sucks, because I'm skinny, but I'm in a fat body, and that sucks. And it's one of those things where it's like, he said, you know, let's do that. You know, I'll do it with you. And that's what we're planning on doing, dressing as women for 24 hours, living that life.
You guys want to document it?
So you guys are going to do. We're going to wait. Hold on. Don't do a fucking Tyra Banks in a fat suit.
No. We'll put
you, the hackiest thing
ever. We'll put you on Santa Monica and Western.
Yes, exactly.
And we'll put you on the corner there, Santa Monica and Western, and just you and Berger.
Do it.
I'm there.
I am fucking, dude.
You'd probably be better looking than some of the ladies down there.
You look like
That's
gonna get
right.
So much more people.
I'll hook
people
you.
No, thank you. That. Like that is gonna
people
make
gonna
it.
So they're gonna be like, oh no. Well, so now you know how I feel you were wearing women's clothing.
I'm 24
hours. I think you're a bigger fucking asshole. Don't do that. That's a bad idea.
I'm getting 50-50 responses. Some people are all about it. Some people are like, oh, that's great. You just said the N word. How about you put shoe polish on your face and pretend to be black?
And well, you know, that's a segue to Shirley Temple and one of her movies.
Hey, let me tell you, from experience, the bras hurt, dude. So just don't even, don't
tell
even
me
try
about it. Okay.
From experience, you're
try
right.
Try having
from
20
inches. You know, I've experienced, I don't want to listen to Chuck anymore.
I don't need a bra,
anymore.
I got some titties.
Hey, guys, speaking of all this stuff here, and the Winter Olympics is going on in Russia.
Great segue.
It's a great segue because Russia is a fucked up country.
Russia.
Yeah, speaking of...
where they go and they beat gay people in the streets because they're gay.
And they moved all the gay people out of Sochi, right?
Did they really do that? Did they really ship
They left the stray dogs. They kicked out the gays.
Yeah.
Well, is what they're claiming.
Well, I mean, that seems extreme, but I could see them doing it.
They kicked out the Russia gays, but they let Putin come in.
Supposedly there's a gay bar out there in Sochi somewhere.
Really?
My favorite thing about Putin...
I was reading an interview on the internet, and they're like,
there's
really?
There's one gay bar? Is it TGI Fridays? Is that where everyone's at?
Well, that could be it.
I don't know if TGI Fridays is here.
Or Chili's, one of the two.
Chili. Yeah.
My favorite thing I heard about Putin, you guys, Vladimir Putin, he met Bob Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, and he five-fingered one of the championship rings and then put it on display at his palace in Russia as one of his gifts that he received. But he straight stole that shit.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Heard that?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, he stole Bob Kraft's ring.
Championship ring.
God.
That's nuts.
And then displayed it.
And then displayed it as a gift.
And then put it as a gift. Putin won the Super Bowl of life.
He's
look at him. Have you ever seen him on a horse without a shirt on? Oh my God. I kick him so hard every time.
I'm so scared of the backlash coming from this.
Oh, Putin is the least
gay from
in
the world.
How many medals does US have right now?
I don't know.
I heard Norway is killing it right now.
I don't have kids. I just have Netflix.
It's the Winter Olympics. It's in Norway.
Twice as many as we did.
Wait, you have the internet in front of you. Can you look it up?
Absolutely.
Yeah, come on, Chuck. Get it together.
I actually think you might have
it. I don't have it on the side of the freeway.
Okay, so what else you guys heard about Sochi?
Chuck's on the side of the freeway. Well, I will say this. It was 62 degrees today in Sochi.
Yeah.
Oh, really? That's warm.
And then,
that's really warm for winter.
Yeah, there's no fucking snow, man. Yeah.
Who's the guy, who's the guy who has the Stein's eye from the Bob Costas?
Yeah.
The guy.
Bob America's greatest sportscaster. Bob Costas.
Well, the thing is that you guys saw the opening, right? The opening.
The gayest opening ceremony in the most bigoted country on the planet.
It was basically like a Skrillex Russian version of it. That's all it was. It was just house music.
Well, I wanted to see this. I touched a man's balls a month ago with my balls, and that was not as gay.
I heard this story.
The opening ceremonies of the fucking Olympics.
This is my thing, legitimately. Like, everyone's like, oh, they were so gay. Like, the colors and the stuffs. Yeah, okay, whatever. The Russian Olympic team came out to tattoo.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They came out to tattoo.
Lesbian
which was,
duo.
Thank you. In the early 90s,
came out.
They
all the things she said. All the things she said running through my head.
There we go. We're going to get a sweet William Shatner-esque.
All they did.
Spoken word version.
In the video.
All they did was make out. They made out at the MTV Awards. It was a big deal. They were two girls.
They're also Russian, too.
Came out later. Not even. They weren't even actual lesbians. It was all a gimmick, whatever. That doesn't matter. The point is, that's what they were marketed as.
Yeah.
That is who the Russian Olympic team came out to when their entire country is passing legislation about. It's just, it's like, they're like the Ryan Bromes of countries with their ignorance.
Don't give Russia that much credit.
You got into a punchline.
I'm glad that your face is out of your palm.
I don't think you should give Russia that much credit.
I think Germany should have came out to Rammstein's Du Hast.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Really? That'd be awesome.
They would have won the Olympics. They wouldn't even have to participate. They could just won.
They would have stolen the medal and then displayed it as a gift.
That's the whole thing. The Olympics should have the music of their country right there. Boom. A band. Mm-hmm. A band that represents Germany.
Yeah, so what did they do? They sang Get Lucky by Daft Punk. The Cops did. That was another thing.
Which that was it. That was a special treat.
And then
I'm
there's
sorry,
exposed wires in the bathrooms.
Also,
upside down toilet seats.
Okay, Russian sports. Hockey, number one, I guess. Number two, figure skating.
I think we lost Chuck.
Is Chuck gone?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Chuck.
By the way,
but figure skating is it's men dancing on ice. That's what that's their favorite sport.
Yeah.
That's
my
their best at, other than hockey.
My favorite thing about
also dancing on ice,
figure skating is when they fall down.
Yeah, but at least you check people in hockey.
Figure skating is really difficult.
You fight.
Please don't insult people on the show.
Ryan loves figure skating. He's a huge
goddamn right.
I did watch a lot.
He's a huge Johnny Weir fan.
I'm not insulting. I just like when they fall down.
Yeah. It's fun.
The skaters.
Go ahead. I'm going to do you all a favor. Go on YouTube and look up stripper fails.
Yeah.
You have endless.
No.
Laughter.
I used to be a stripper.
Yeah, and I bet that was hilarious when you fell down.
I bet you fell all the time.
I never
you
actually
dumb
fell.
Idiot.
No, I was way too big to fall. If I fell, I would have fucking broke so many.
Male strippers can't fall. Male strippers aren't in big shoes, so I feel like the failing part of the male stripper.
You've
would
never
be a lot
fallen
lower.
Just walking barefoot or in regular shoes.
I'm
thinking that she's speaking
dexterity.
From experience, that she might have seen this once or twice.
That's actually
not sober.
Oh, but a person strips
when
sober?
Are you ever sober?
Another thing.
Right now.
All right, guys.
Yeah. Oh, this is something that I do want to bring up, though, regarding all the comments as far as like calling me a bigot and stuff like
Wait.
That. Like that's I know I'm jumping subjects,
so
but actually
cheap.
I wanted
Olympics.
To say this before and then I forgot.
Yes.
But because like I legitimately was a male stripper for a year, and when you're a male stripper in Massachusetts,
Magic
Rock.
Did you work at the Glass
really
Slipper? Did you work at the Glass?
No,
I know it's only a female strip club.
Glass Slipper's gone, by the way.
It was a club called Ecstatic, which has since moved and changed its name to the X Room, which is Mardi Gras in Springfield. And I basically would work between like there and a place in Providence, Rhode Island called Touch, because that was when I was in really, really good shape. But that's the thing. When you're a stripper,
Lunchbox McNeck.
Exactly.
I can't wait to see that.
It's Magic Brooms.
And that's the thing, though, is like when you're a male stripper, it's not like Magic Mike. That's bullshit. Like if you're in Thunder from Down Under, maybe. Everything else, when you're dancing, you're going to be dancing for men. Men. Gay men. fucking, and it was what it was. Okay. That's who I was surrounded by. All my friends were gay. All of them. Every single one. And that's the thing. Like,
and they all hate you now.
And no, they don't.
I'm just kidding.
Some of them are like, I'm disappointed. Like my friend Ron Worth.
Wasn't it a good lesson, though? It was all a good lesson. It was worth it.
Oh, yeah, it was a great lesson, and it went viral, which was nice as well. But
no
like,
press is bad press.
Oh, dude, it's such horrible press.
I always wanted
to go viral, but not for a hate crime.
Wow.
I think,
is it really a hate crime?
They're calling it that. I'm not going to demean what they're saying.
I will say, it wasn't a hate crime. It was an ignorant, foolish thing. Well, this...
Me?
No.
I think
no.
When a white guy murders a white guy, there's a lot of hate involved.
No, it's not a hate crime. Well, it was a stupid, ignorant thing that happened. And you've admitted it.
Maybe
it's
someone's
fine.
Offended, but there
yes.
was no victim.
What's more of a hate crime, which has nothing to do with race or gender or sexuality or whatever, is posting your parents' personal information.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's
that to me
that.
Is
that's
a, I don't
up.
Care what you are or what you associate with or what the color of your skin is or your sexuality, to post a person who you disagree with or you hate, which yeah. is fine. Hate all the people you want. Disagree with people you want. To post their parents' personal information is disgusting. And that is a fucking hate crime.
And they found
that
out
is
so
hateful
much.
As shit.
They knew more about me than I knew about me. When I read the list, I was literally looking at it like, oh, well, wow. I went to the gym on this day at this time. Like, it was insane. I don't even know where they got their
it's
information
fucking hackers,
from.
Man.
It was insane. I was
anonymous,
like, this is
man.
Crazy. And all I could imagine was...
I feel like Anonymous has a lot better stuff they could be doing with
yeah.
their resources
yeah, but people,
than fucking
there's
with
anybody, any 14-year-old kid work fucking Anonymous.
But,
it's true.
Okay, what... What defines a hate crime? Isn't it when somebody is actually hurt?
I don't
for
know
no
anymore.
Choice?
I don't know anymore.
Somebody,
it's all blended in yeah. now. Because
a hate crime is when somebody is beaten
knows.
Up or killed over their choice, no, over their lifestyle.
Technically, choice. Calling somebody a faggot if they're gay is a hate crime. That's it's anything that's like demeaning towards your sexuality or your life preferences.
Could I go to
is
jail
considered
for that?
A hate crime
for calling somebody.
Yes,
that.
If you went if you yeah, went to a person's apartment and tagged faggot or nigger or kike or any hateful word.
She just wanted to
on
say it
their
all
door.
That.
I just it's true. Trust me, I had a guy tell me the other day. I just want to say that word.
Yeah.
But like
oh.
If you
and he just wanted you to have bigger titties.
He just wanted me to have bigger titties. It was really, we just had a difference of opinion.
Yeah,
my titties were too
thing.
Small. I didn't want to say the word enough.
Dude.
But if you just tagged a word on someone's door, that's yeah. That's a hate crime.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Which it is, because that would wow. I would personally feel afraid.
Absolutely.
If yeah. someone
it's not a hate crime, it's vandalism.
Yeah.
No, but it's if someone had the time well, to know I trouble. Was Jewish or I was black or I was gay, and they took a can of spray paint and tagged a hateful word on my door, that's yeah. a little like, why would you do that? Why would you go that far? What's the next step?
I had an activist by the name of Thundercunt attacking me on Twitter.
Thundercunt.
Because I was inappropriate. Her name was Thundercunt.
I love the word cunt. I throw it around.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, exactly. Barbells. She's got the barbells.
How dare you? You're so disrespectful. Signed Thundercunt. Like, I couldn't even believe it. I was like, what is this world?
I think I just read an article about her because I read an article today that there was a woman, the world record for lifting weights with your vagina is 30 pounds.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it must be Thundercunt, right?
Right.
Small.
I could do that.
Yeah, they have
Preston
they
Blade, have ladies and gentlemen. Preston Blade. The next Ryan Brooms of comedy.
Yeah.
Well, here's exactly. the thing. I use Jesus the word Christ. Cunt a lot in my sets.
And I get
a lot of
freely.
I get a lot of like, why are you saying that?
I don't.
What is
I don't
what complaints is the about you saying cunt?
I get complaints. I get people
from
you know
women.
What? The more you use a word. The less
yeah,
sensitive you
that's
are.
Show.
Not the
mics.
Not the
mics.
This cunt is fucking
exactly.
retarded.
Retarded.
Retarded. Well, that's very.
This is the
fucking
thing.
Word. Get over
thank
yourself.
You. This is. I have. I.
But there's oppression tied to certain words.
Exactly, and that's the thing. No, 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 no.
The smallest violin
not,
is playing for all the
not.
Fucking words that have been said.
No, because here's the thing. Here's
Come
the thing.
Come on.
Preston, seriously, you're being a cunt right now.
Oh,
if I can
oh,
say it.
Oh,
no, but this is the
it?
Thing, and I purposely use that word. There are a lot of words, I've said a couple, that people are offended by. That can be said
yeah.
in a different way. I have been called a cunt. I have said the word cunt. I love that word. It's a strong, short word with sharp letters. It's solid.
Submission.
Straight
word.
To the point.
But I have also been pushed down by a man who screamed, "You're a fucking cunt," in my face. And that had a different connotation.
Mm-hmm.
And what
so
I'm saying,
if he would have called you a bitch.
No, it would have been the same thing. But
you
it was.
You would not want
it.
You would think bitch was as offensive as cunt.
No, I just said. Anyone else hear what I said? I don't find an offensive word. But
the context.
It's the context of it. Yeah. It's the context of how a word is said.
Well, it's
and
yes.
that's what's right. important.
Okay. British people call everybody cunts.
Okay. Hey, we got a call coming in, guys.
Is a call coming in?
Yep. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's up? This is Ryan.
Who's this?
This is Andy.
Hey, what's up, Andy?
Hey,
how are you doing, Andy?
I'm at Kid Amiga. I responded on Twitter earlier today.
Hi, Andy.
What was your Twitter handle?
At Kid Amiga.
Okay.
Okay, Andy.
Kid Amiga.
I'm a transgendered comedian from Seattle.
Oh,
hey, man, what's up?
Good to have you.
It's good to have you guys, too. I'm calling to weigh in and kind of, like, explain my angle and everything and kind of, like, inform and as well.
Two and a half minutes to do it.
Wrap it up.
You have the floor.
You have the floor, buddy.
Yeah,
it's
all
you,
buddy.
He doesn't mean to be a dick like that, but there's literally only 4 minutes left.
Yeah, so we got 2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes, you have the floor.
I'll keep it real short. It's that nobody, no matter what, likes to be called something that, like, other people would chase and yell at them, whether it be a high school nickname that they haven't outgrown. You know, if you change your name and people are still calling you Phil, although you're, like, Danielle now, it still feels like people are yelling that at you.
Mm-hmm.
Much in the same way that, like, if I disagree with somebody, like, say I did disagree with Ryan. Now, I, like, have disagreed with maybe the way things have been handled, but, like, if I disagree with something about him, it's about the way that we view things and not about his physical aspects. Mm-hmm. I would do nothing to insult his last name. I would do nothing to insult his weight. I would do nothing about that. I disagree with him, but I wouldn't do something like that. I think when people are hateful towards that kind of nature, I don't think it makes any sense.
I appreciate it.
Because it's prejudice.
Yeah. No, and it's entirely that I can disagree with Ryan, and I think he's funny. I think there's missteps in what I think is funny about him, but he said funny things. And so my defense comes down to, I'm a transgendered comedian who's, like, had to stand up against, you know, people using the word tranny before. And I could say grim things about how many transgendered women are, like, abused or hurt in an hour's time and how that means something. But the way that I can describe it to comedians in a way that they can understand and the way that I've said it to any comedians I've talked to, I just say in a very simple way, it's hack. It's hack. Top to bottom, it's hack.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about it is just, like, tried and like, run routes. And it's more about, like, how I describe that to other people. I just think that, like, everything about it was just kind of, like, stuff that I knew or have been told at me or kind of rolled my eyes at. And, like, to have to, like, go up on stage, I'll just say this, like, Ryan, you know, and you've addressed your own weight and stuff, so you know when people look at you, they address something in their mind's eye about who you are.
Yeah.
I have to kind of go up on stage and address that I'm trans right away because I have stubble, and the punchline's always been a dude stumbling around in heels.
Yeah.
So that's the way I want to relate it, and, like, I think your shit's funny. Like, I think you're funny, and I think you're above this, and, like, I'm about trying to inform you from a comedic perspective that, like, I'm not just somebody jumping on a bandwagon. I want you to know somebody who's transgender comedian who's expressing themselves in a way that, you know, you don't understand. Anyway.
We're so grateful to have you.
Thank you for calling.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And if you ever notice that the things that you're most insulted for are when you're in your younger years is your best qualities later in life.
That's not true, because everybody made fun of me for being fat, and that is not a great quality to have.
Well,
ask
hey,
my
let's
doctor.
Just...
I just want to get back to Ian.
Let's take this real quick. A transgender comic thinks Ryan Broms is funny, so I think we...
He has terrible... Andy, you have terrible taste in comedy.
Hey, no, seriously, come down to...
Wait, hold on.
Come down to
LA.
Let him speak.
there?
I've gone on record. I've been yelled at by other people for having my specific taste in comedy. And, like, I'm a comedian, so I know that any comedian is a bundle of nerves. I've called out, like, other comedians and even talked to, like, Dana Gould. Dana Gould had a, like, a misstep, but he was acknowledging it right away. Maybe you shouldn't favorite a tweet about people calling us freaks.
Yeah, that's and that's my bad because I literally I favorited it. I didn't think
we got 50 seconds.
We need to wrap it up, buddy. We're gonna get off the air really quickly.
Andy, can you please call back next week?
Andy, get
just
in the
to
show
hang
next
out.
Week. Yeah,
what time next week?
Yeah. Call back next week just to hang out.
Next Thursday. Add all of us. We're going to plug ourselves in right now.
Come down to LA and do some shows.
And you can add all of us and then you can follow us.
I'll holler at you. Hey, don't advertise an app as being Craigslist without the rape. That's probably a bad idea.
Okay.
What? Sorry. You said
and then Dinah is looking for someone.
Guys, we got to...
Call us next week.
We need to wrap it up.
Please. I love you. Thank you, Andy, so much.
Guys, this is the Burger...
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Love you, babe.
Love you.
This is the Burger Podcast. My name is Ryan Talmo. You guys will see me everywhere. Whatever, wherever I'll be. Pass it around the camera. Go.
Hey, Megan Rice, I am doing a show this Saturday at Lovitz. So whether you're alone on Valentine's Day or you have a person, I have a great idea. Bring them to the show the day after. It's me, Mike Muratori, Jeff Keller, Matt Walker, a couple other really funny people. And this just in, it's stone cold free.
There you go.
So take the train, come down to Lovitz at Universal City. Mine have been. April O'Connor.
Hi, I'm April. That is April Foolin at Twitter. I have a show that I'm producing, and this bitch next to me, Megan Rice, is on it, and along with Martin Rizzo, Luke Ashlott, Marty Lacodera, and Amy Cheapo, and that is this next Thursday, the 20th, at the Redwood Bar and Grill downtown.
What time?
I gotta go 8 there.
8 p.m.
Preston-Blaine.squarespace.com. Go there.
All right. And I'm Ryan Brome, so you can check me out on iHeartRadio. I'm not really sure for how much longer after all this, to be quite honest, because it is pretty progressively looking pretty terrible for me. And I do have this to say, to leave out on, follow me on Twitter, at Ryan Brome's, to check out all the stupid shit that I said and will continue to say. And, you know, it's at the end of the day, she mentioned the fact that I favorited a tweet where somebody said, I'm sorry that these freaks made you apologize. I wasn't favoriting them referring to transgender people as freaks. I was favoriting the fact that they followed me.
And responding.
Which was pretty fucking stupid of me because it made it look really, really terrible. But what I do have to say is, honestly, I'm the freak. I'm into so much fucked up, crazy, weird ass shit that I don't tell people. I'm the
shocker.
Freak. That's the thing. Like that, I really wanted to get off my chest. You know, you're people. You're humans. Everybody's humans. I'm fucked up.
You're the one ashamed of who you are.
For sure.
And some people are okay with everyone knowing.
Exactly. If it wasn't for Netflix, I'd have nobody.
And guys, this has been so fun. Rum's gonna go kill himself. Talmo, he'll
good
be
night,
close
guys.
To follow.
Burger show.
We love you, Burger. We love you, Andy.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time, turn all of the lights on.